255 heading west on Division at City Hall.
Morning, 255. That's your request to talk. How can I help you this morning?
Good morning. I believe I talked to you earlier this morning with the MIL light on. I was over at the layover in Cleveland, started the bus up, and my air pressure for the brakes were down to 30, and that noise that you hear that not everything's okay was on, and it was about a minute and a half before the pressure got up to 120. I just wanted to be on the cautionary side and call you and let you know that maybe this MIL light has something to do with it.
Now, those two are on two different systems. The MIL light doesn't monitor air pressure or the air pressure gauges. It sounds like you've got a slow leak somewhere that's bleeding off while you're sitting on brake. So just make sure you add that to the work card, but you'll be all right, because it is building and it is holding while you're driving, correct?
Yes, it is. I had a different bus, I think it was 39.5, Sunday, that lost an air and a mechanic had a bus trade. So it kind of did the same thing this time.
Yeah, I'll call the shop and verify, but yeah, typically that's okay. As long as it builds up and holds, you know, we'd be more worried about it. If the engine was running and you weren't building pressure or you were losing it even though your engine was running, but I would definitely add it to the work card that there is an air leak somewhere because it did bleed off while you were on brake. But I will call the shop and verify. If you don't hear from me, we'll just go with that. If you hear from me, that'll mean we have something different planned, okay?
Copy that. When I get out to North Terminal, I will walk around and see if I can hear an air leak like I did on the other bus.
Yeah, affirmative. That'd be great. And then call me back if you do hear something, and we can kind of pinpoint where that air is coming from.
Okay. Copy. Thank you.
You bet. 904.